My dearly beloved in Christ, Father Gerardo and I work together to bring you this hopeful message. We are all now carrying a heavy cross. Jesus and Mary are our models in suffering. They will help us to carry this cross bravely and patiently if we ask for their support and assistance. If we fix what we can and patiently offer up the rest, we will earn many merits for heaven and experience supernatural peace. Even severe suffering is usually of short duration. It does not last without intermission. In union with our sorrowful mother, let us meditate upon the value of suffering, which can procure for us an everlasting reward. When we suffer patiently, we're not only more closely united to God and therefore procure greater happiness in heaven, but also experience supernatural peace and joy that diminish our hurt, pain, and frustration. During hard times, good people are strengthened and consoled by God to endure the trial facing them. My dearly beloved in Christ, we must always keep our priorities in proper order. God first, family second, and then everything else. The lockdown we're experiencing is a wake-up call for all of us. It's an opportunity to examine the state of our soul at this very moment and to realize what is really important in life. Mortal sin is the greatest evil. We must do whatever is necessary in order to avoid it because it destroys our friendship with God, makes us his enemies, and deprives our soul of sanctifying grace, therefore depriving us of the happiness of heaven and deserving of the everlasting punishment of hell. If you have a mortal sin on your soul and are not now able to go to confession, try to make a perfect act of contrition. This is done by telling God you're sincerely sorry for your sins, not primarily because you dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but mainly because you love God so much and have hurt him, even though he has been so good to you. Perfect contrition will take away mortal sin at any time, and not merely in a crisis. Father Francis O'Connell has written, "Perfect contrition simply means that one is sorry for his sins because sin is opposed to the goodness of God in himself. To make an act of perfect contrition, one need not exclude other motives for detesting sin, such as the fear of punishment. Perfect contrition is not necessarily accompanied by emotional intensity. It's not difficult to make an act of perfect contrition for one who firmly believes all the doctrines of the Catholic faith. One who seeks a pardon of mortal sin through perfect contrition must have the intention of confessing that sin the next time he goes to confession. In the meantime, he may not receive Holy Communion, but he is in the state of grace, so that if he died suddenly, he would be saved. The most practical application of this doctrine is that if a person has the misfortune to commit a mortal sin, he should make an act of perfect contrition as soon as possible and thus regain the friendship of God." My dearly beloved in Christ, since most families are very active, quality time and positive interaction between family members are often rare occurrences. In his divine providence, God has given you this time in order to renew the bonds of love and union with your family. He also is giving you time to consider and repair ill feelings toward your loved ones, neighbors, or anyone that you've been carrying a grudge against. The demons will try to use this time to fill you with fear and lack of trust in God. They will tempt you with extreme thoughts. Evil spirits want you to be afraid. Do not have excessive fear because God and Our Lady will be there to help you. This is a time to practice the virtue of hope. The Roman ritual says, "Let us fear no evil because the Lord is with us." Jesus Christ said, "Do not be afraid, little flock. I will not leave you orphans. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled or be afraid. Our trust in God is based upon His almighty power and infinite love and mercy. Hopelessness leads to despair. Despair leads to death by suicide. Hopelessness can be avoided if a person looks to the things of heaven, because nothing in this world is forever. This world cannot bring us true peace and happiness. My dearly beloved in Christ, you can avoid hopelessness by trusting in God's infinite love for you, by unselfishness, by being charitable, by stop focusing on yourself, by helping others, by remaining close to God in the sacraments, by practicing charity to family and friends, by taking the focus off yourself, and by surrendering to God who will help you. Most people are to the point of hopelessness and despair because they depend too much on themselves and the world to solve their problems and help them out. You need God's help and must pray. Most people are full of pride. If they humble themselves and turn to God, He will help them. Only in prayer can the soul find the strength needed to face life's difficulties. In times of great tribulation, Catholics turn to prayer, confiding in the almighty power of God and the maternal protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Sadly, due to the current pandemic, we cannot easily attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and receive the sacraments. However, you can easily take the rosary in your hands and pray it devoutly, as Our Lady demanded at Fatima. She said, pray the rosary. Catholics who neglect the rosary will suffer the consequences. My dearly beloved in Christ, the rosary protects people from the snares of Satan and from calamities and tragedies. It also protects us from misfortune, delivers people from evil, gives final perseverance, and protects families. Hopefully, you are all wearing the brown scapular because it's Our Lady's protective shield for you. In this current crisis, stay close to our Heavenly Mother like St. John the Apostle. In the company of Mary, he remained faithful to our Lord, even during his brutal passion and crucifixion. My dearly beloved in Christ, the future is uncertain. You're only sure of this very moment. Who knows what will happen next? We must use our time well to prepare ourselves spiritually to face anything. Use this time wisely. Do not become absorbed with excessive cell phone contact, social media, television, and sinful occasions of sin such as pornography that could lead to the loss of your immortal soul. Do not try to escape from anxiety and fear by the use of drugs or alcohol. Children and young adults should try to maintain peace in the family by not arguing with parents or siblings. The external circumstances that have disrupted so many aspects of our daily lives provide us with an opportunity to deepen our faith, hope, and love for God. It can also convert sinners. Hopefully, when things return to normal, traditional Catholics will appreciate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass more than ever before. In addition, I hope they will frequent the sacraments of penance and Holy Eucharist by going to confession often and devoutly receiving our Lord in Holy Communion as often as they can. Recently, many people have been in a frenzy trying to buy necessary supplies. Wouldn't it be wonderful if Catholics made a run on confession? My dearly beloved in Christ, in closing, pretend that this is your Lenten retreat, where you can ponder and understand where you must amend your life. trust in God and remember, no matter what you see, He is in charge. My dearly beloved in Christ, let's think positive. As we face this difficult situation, let us recall how much God loves us and how much God has given to us. He has taken care of us for all these years. God will not stop now. Let us make this a time of laetare, a time to rejoice by our total conversion to God. And I recommend you just say these short prayers. Holy Mother, shield and protect me, and take me under thy mantle, and keep me close to thee until Jesus calls me to my reward, which he has prepared for me in eternity. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in thee. Sweet Mother, I place this cause in thy hands. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.